Steve Turnbull is a sculptor who works with wood, stone, and bronze to emulate the shapes he loves in nature. He draws inspiration from the curvature of the driftwood he finds near his Maui home and spends hours giving the surface of his pieces the kind of inner glow that can only find in a lovingly tempered surface, be it wood or metal. He'll be talking about his work in Lahaina on Friday, and he joins us this morning from his studio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I'm interested that you describe your work as a collaboration with nature.
Yeah, nature is really a very important part of how my work evolves. Basically, my material tells me what to do. I'm following it, and it evolves as I create it.
So you might start with a piece of wood, and then do what?
Well, first of all, I'll look for a piece of wood that has something interesting in it. It might have a partial twist in it. It might have a big hole in the middle of it. So right from the start, it's got some interest to me. And then I clean it up. I start digging into it, and it's a process where I get surprises all along the way, and one thing leads to another.
This reminds me of a quote from Henry Moore where he said, "I cut away everything that isn't an elephant."
Exactly.
But that seems like a kind of a mystical process to the layman, yeah.
It's a process that it's so exciting to do because I don't know what's there until I'm there.
And yet the shapes of the works, You have very natural curvature in the works that I'm looking at. They look as if they could be a naturally evolved shape. Yeah.
Yeah. The fluidity is very important. I feel that my job is to keep your eyes moving through the whole piece without coming to a stop. It's a never-ending S-curve, we call it.
Yeah. There's a piece I'm looking at. It's a bronze elephant, and he's. It's not representationally an elephant, but it very clearly is, with his head raised, and there's a lot of motion in that.
Yes, they're full of movement, and that's because of that never-ending flow. There's no dead ends.
So yeah, I can see that you have no you try to have work with no barriers in it. Yeah.
Right.
Can that sort of, in the creative process, can you sort of find yourself hitting a barrier? As you say, you're following the work and letting it tell you. Do you sometimes sort of hit a roadblock and have to figure out a way around it?
Yeah, and what I do when that happens is I walk away from it and I work on something else. If you came to my studio, you would see that I'm working on about 10 different pieces at the same time. I bounce back and forth. And sculpture needs downtime when you're creating it.
I would think so, but at the same time, and I think that's good advice for other artists because everybody hits these roadblocks, right? Walk away, do something else.
And then for some reason you're going to walk by it one day and you're going to have a fresh look at it and you can just get over that barrier in most cases.
Well, in a way, you have to say, I mean, that's a voice of experience, but also of confidence in your technique that you're going to be able to, at a later date, address it, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you started, most of the work that I'm looking at is wood or metal. Have you expanded into other materials lately?
Yeah, I carve marble as well. Marble, alabaster, granite, which is a whole different animal. Wood is kind of soft and forgiving, and stone is is very cold and hard, and your tools bounce back at you when you're working on it.
Physically strenuous, I would think.
Very physically strenuous, and for that reason, I don't do as much stonework. But I do like to do it occasionally. There's a permanence to stone that I really like.
Can you get in when you're doing, say, a marble sculpture? Can you get in trouble when the material sort of cracks in the wrong place and maybe gives you when you're carving? Can you get an unintended result sometimes?
Yes, that can be very disappointing with stone. And to solve that issue, you try to start with stone that is flawless or nearly flawless, and you can tell by tapping on it, the stone will ring if there's no flaws. If there's a flaw in it, it's going to stop that ring.
That's a good tip, because I have heard of sculptors working in stone who, you know, whack it one too many times and a big piece falls away.
Because you're hitting it pretty hard sometimes, and if that does happen, you're going to end up with two sculptures.
So you better have a plan B for that.
Right.
Well, that's a real commitment then, and working in stone. I would think that would be something that would only come with a lot of experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what is it? There's a new work in onyx. What is that? Is that a particularly hard mineral?
Onyx is very similar to the hardness of marble.
Uh-huh.
It might be a little bit harder on the scale. The thing I do like about onyx is its translucency. The light tends to really shine through it when it gets thin, and it really can accentuate the shapes.
That's great. Because you also pay a lot of attention, especially the wood pieces. There's a lot of buffing on the surface to get that kind of almost a glow to the surface, yeah?
Yeah, and certain woods you can almost see right into the grain. The more you sand them, the more the grain comes out.
Yeah, no, a lot of time and patience, Steve, and I thank you for taking the time to talk with us. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Steve Turnbull is a sculptor who will be displaying his work and talking about it with visitors to Lahaina Galleries in Lahaina, Maui, on Friday evening, and you can learn more at hpr2.org.